McGraw-Hill Audio presents More Tales from the Dugout. More of the greatest true baseball stories of all time. Written by Mike Shannon, read by Lloyd James. Preface. While the stories in this book were polished for you, I did originally find them in the dugouts of America, both literally and figuratively, meaning that I went out and personally talked to the actual storytellers behind the tales in the book. Some of these people I found at the ballpark, and some of them I found away from it. I want to express my gratitude to all of them. Typical are the encounters I've had with people like Kent DeCulvey. Kent DeCulvey was very generous with his time and memories. In fact, I was so delighted with the tales he told me that I forgot to get from him the details of the one story I came prepared to ask him about. A second-hand version of it will still give you a good idea about the type of person DeCulvey is. To commemorate the last ball game ever played at Pittsburgh's Three River Stadium on October 1, 2000, the Pirates brought back a number of players from the team's past, who were introduced on the field at the conclusion of the game between the Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. The last player scheduled to be introduced was DeCulvey, who was supposed to deliver the last pitch ever thrown in the ballpark in honor of the many times he had closed out Pirate victories at Three Rivers. DeCulvey followed the script by making his appearance to the sound of Rubber Band Man, the song the Pirates had always played as his introductory music when he was coming in from the bullpen. But he didn't, as expected, close out the Three Rivers era in Pirates history. Instead, he called over to his old friend and teammate, the ailing Willie Stargell, and insisted that Pops have the honor of throwing to catcher Jason Kendall the ceremonial final pitch.